darkness, everybody, everyone, darkness is ready. Darkness, everybody,
when the darkness comes, we all.
Turn
dark. The darkness.
Darknesses. The darknesses.
Yes, as the sun goes down, there's nothing that comes but the darkness.
There's nothing better than to record in the dark at the darkness hour.
Yes. Yes. How are you, my dark brother?
I'm good, my darkness brother. How are you?
I'm just as dark as you. Well, I'm probably darker.
Hey, milk chocolate, caramel, cocoa butter, it's all darkness, baby.
You're all darkness.
It does not matter. The darkness will be considered dark. Trust me, I'll still get my ass beat by the white people just as much as you will.
In the darkness, we're all dark. We're all darkest.
Damn straight. Don't get the light up in the darkness. Or whatever. That's why we had to kick Wayne off last week.
Yeah, I know, right? Nobody know about that.
Oh no, he that's still in the recording. So yeah.
Oh, he didn't edit that.
Hell no! Come on. That motherfucker was talking. Somebody told me it was like, who's that guy that came in there? I was like, what guy? I was like, oh shit, it was Wayne.
Man, he probably edited that stuff out. He probably, I guess, he leave the darkness undarkened by his light. Now I don't know.
I think we might have to bring our other darkness brother in because he's got some Man of Steel questions to ask for again.
Oh, now hold on. Let me get into that dark part to bring that brother.
That brother is still getting shit from Man of Steel.
Oh, Lord. Oh, we got to summon all the darkness.
Yeah.
Sometimes we try to stay dark, but sometimes some people are a little more darker than others.
You know what? I can't wait for February when it's darkness month.
Oh. All right, man. I have ideas for February. Every February, we got to talk about a black movie.
Yeah. Darkness month.
Well, boy, what the fuck did I come in on?
You came in on the darkness hour, baby. Dark. We were just talking about February. How we just can't wait. We know you with us, bro.
Fuck you.
February.
On your own.
February will be the darkest month.
It'll be the darkest hour of the darkness month or whatever. Like it. We're gonna have Cody and Martin back on there because we gotta have them both on for the darkness.
Yeah, I'm gonna rethink this.
Oh, we've thought about it already. Yes, well, once you're trapped in the darkness, whatever, especially, you definitely got to get out of the darkness because Man of Steel will not let you go.
Oh, fucking.
You are sinking in that the darkness sea of skulls, like just like your boy. Mm-hmm. Just like your
that
Man of Steel.
That will forever haunt me.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what you get for loving it.
Saying it better than I do.
Oh, fuck. Well, it is. It is. I don't love the fucking movie, but it is.
They always say you should let people have their opinions, but I don't know.
Ain't this shit. Oh, my God.
You're at the bottom of this bucket, baby.
Man.
Man, but the hey, CJ, people, welcome to the darkness. Feels so good saying that word. It's been so long since I said it. You know, this has literally became my favorite podcast to do.
Really?
The Darkness Hour. Huh.
I feel like this hour is just it's enough for us to vent all our darkness, all our anger out there, all everything that's just pissing us off in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life-wise, movie-wise, social wise,
yeah. So Cody, CJ, did y'all get beat by a cop this week or what?
No, not this week. No.
I'm actually, like I said, I'm saving money to get that new Galaxy Watch. So I got a camera on the watch. So when the beating comes, I can record it. Hey. I can get the guy's face as I'm blocking.
Cops is gonna be looking to beat your ass. They're gonna be like, that nigga got some money. y'all ever saw that South Park episode with Michael Jackson?
Oh yeah.
You remember how he was like, he can't be black. has money.
Hey, oh, man, when you find out he was like a rich white dude, like, what the fuck? Take everything back.
He questioned his career and shit. He was just like, he was like, I don't know what to believe anymore now.
I'm afraid if they hit me with a baton, I'm going to turn into coin like Scott Pilgrim.
I thought she was going to say you was going to turn into dust and clouds. Like a black person would.
Black is the Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, the Fantastic Four. You know what? I think we was a Fantastic Four or whatever, except without the Invisible Woman, of course. Somebody got to be the Invisible Negro. You know what? That could be Martin since he ain't here.
Yeah, I can totally see him in the Silver Surfer just flying around, trying to calm down fires out there.
You know, if four black people came together and had superpowers, the cops would be on that ass. Where they'd just be like, I don't trust them four Negroes. I don't care if they saved us, but I don't care how many potential threats, whatever. They're going to rob a bank sooner or later.
Why does that sound like some type of, not parody, but it sounds like some type of prophecy right there. When the four darkness Negroes come together.
Prophecy. That's in the book of the darkness.
I create Captain Darkness. Let the powers combine.
You know what?
Shuttles.
You know what? We need to get I'm going to hire a graphic designer. We're going to make that darkness comic book, baby.
Oh, fuck.
It's going to be all black pages.
It's going to be like Lupe Fiasco's last album. You gonna buy the album hoping that it's gonna be in it, it's gonna be great or whatever. You open up, you'd be like, damn, each page is
just... Yeah, they're gonna be like, every page and then you're gonna see like a pair of eyes and next thing a pair of teeth. Oh, okay, sorry.
That was the first album I ever bought that I was confused. I was just like, damn, did I buy the right thing? What I was like, I don't
know. Statement.
That's gonna be the comic book or whatever.
And then we can, like we already have our shirt lineup coming. You already saw Wayne. Wayne
son of a bitch. Cody, I don't know
all
that.
Oh, my God.
He had, like, that fucking wig on.
What was with that afro? Really? I mean, really.
I asked about that. I said, who's that supposed to be? They was like, of course, that's you. I was like, you.
He got you looking like Buckwheat.
Buckwheat, I look like Bozo the Nigga Clown.
I swear they were drawing up some Wu-Tang signs too with their hands. I'm like, what is this?
I'm not gonna lie, when I saw that candle lit they had in the background, whatever, I thought it was a Klan rally going on. I was like, oh shit!
Right.
I thought they was gonna have a sign saying "We waiting for you, CJ."
No, I thought it was like some type of they were getting together for some slave, slaves hiding out in the hut.
Oh God!
It was a 2 months of slavery.
I mean, shoot, it's a brilliant idea, though. We can start selling our black shirts, our black darkness shirts.
You know, and we'll be like that cloud in The Hobbit or whatever, the darkness cloud or whatever. It'll have like it'll have a little symbol that says, with sometimes Cody and Martin.
I'm just looking at Luke and, Luke in like an albino person, and then you got Wayne with his giant Fu Manchu wig on. Like, I don't know what you're trying to convey.
He looked like one of them sad ass clowns from them black and white TV shows, whatever, that just had the dropey face and shit like that, whatever, and shit. If he was painted a Negro face.
He could have just had a regular picture, but nah, he cooned it up. I really wish he would have had some dark face. You know, he should have just went all the way.
You know what, that's a good point, too, because I saw the Not Worth the Kicking Ass. They was trying to look all cool and shit like that, whatever, and then next you know, when they do the darkness one, they got like a candle lit in the background, it's dark as fuck, and these niggas got these funny looking ass faces on, and they got this coolish ass wig on. Like, damn, ain't this a bitch now? Is that what the darkness led to? The darkness.
Wayne throwing up like a boomerang ain't got nothing on us.
Luke said, I don't think that kangaroo mate's gonna have anything on none of them. You wanna get a kangaroo? You talk to the niggers.
We ain't got none here in Australia.
The only thing I'm shocked is there wasn't a watermelon sitting on that table in the back.
You know what? He should have went all out for this picture. I mean, he should have had blackface, watermelons, and some chicken in his curtains in his background.
You know what's even more funny about this, Cody and CJ, is the fact that he actually had that wig. That was the first thing that came to my head. I was like, Wayne always got some props and shit going on in his house. I was like, what the fuck? That either he the nastiest nigga ever into role play or something like that. Or
he must live at Party City or something.
Oh, so we found out what Wayne's job is now.
That's probably why he always poor. He's like buying his inventory coming there.
Shit.
You know what it is or whatever? That's why he says, oh, it's hard for get a date out here. What he does, he puts these disguises on to dress up as a different person every time he talks to women. He's like, oh, well, regular Wayne didn't work, so let me put this wig on his mustache real quick.
Negro Wayne. Darkness Wayne.
Darkness Wayne. Darkness Wayne. Hey, I wonder why Luke is the one getting married.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Oh.
I don't know. We need to put a 5-minute buzzer on this, just like that new show they got going on.
Oh yeah, that show because they need the extra show there because I just noticed Wayne only does one show and CJ, you pretty much running D&W.
No, I'm not.
Which is sad, but anyway, I'm telling you this right now, Wayne. Don't never let a nigga in charge. Anyway.
See, now you sound like everybody in the Mississippi. About Obama.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Look what happened. I was in charge, and then look at this. I lost to filmnuts.com. So
I know.
I bet if I had a white man in charge.
We all know you didn't lose. You just got...
You just got your ass whipped.
Right.
You know what that reminds me of? Django what? Last year and 12 Years a Slave this year. Django was winning all the shit, and 12 Years a Slave only won one shit. You see that? That's what it reminds me of. White director, black director. It took me back there. But how are my darkest brothers doing today?
I'm good. Good. Sipping on some Angel Share from Lost Abbey. Pretty sure you haven't heard of that, but good shit.
Okay. Well, then you're going to have to send me the ingredients so I can pour something in here and just try to imagine that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
I'm just sipping on vanilla cognac with some. I tried out what Martin said or whatever, eggnog and vanilla cognac.
Okay.
It's pretty fucking delicious. He wasn't lying.
They still have eggnog in season right now. Like, where are you getting this eggnog from?
Man, I told this chick to go to Costco or whatever because apparently that's where they go to get this shit. I don't know if they have Costco in other states or whatever, but out here in California, we get Costco and they sell shit like by bulks. Like, yeah, I got this big ass jar of eggnog with alcohol in there, whatever. I just found it the other day. They sell car insurance there.
Cody, what the fuck?
See, look, Cody didn't even know. See, I'm not alone now. Somebody told me you can order a coffin online. Order, like, I said, damn.
Wow.
They got funerals in the backyard too.
Yeah, you're talking about a convenience store. My goodness.
Yeah, exactly. I know where buddy bury my buddies at now, whatever. And shit, you know, two for the homies, three for none.
It is Compton, though. You don't really need to bury anybody anywhere, right? You
yeah, I'm about to drop their ass off at South Park. Like that, you know? Just drag their ass body over there. You know, in Compton, nobody never fucking learned. It's a dude that sells clothes out this van over here and shit by the park or whatever and shit. Motherfucker gets robbed every time out there, and yet he keeps coming back.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Dedication.
Dedication, man.
Yeah. That's his job, apparently.
Yeah. How you doing, CJ?
Just doing all right. Keeping trying to strangle customers at my job. I'm like, man.
Oh, shit. Don't let the darkness consume in the daytime, my brother.
Oh, I try to keep the darkness, you know, under during the daytime, but it's so hard. You just want to pull it out. You just slap somebody in the face with your darkness.
Mm-hmm. Do you get those ignorant ass Negroes that come up in there?
I wish that. You know what, the way they got my store set up, it's segregated. So it's like the white side and the dark side.
Damn.
I kid you not, like, I need to record it one day. You'll just see it on one side. Everybody just playing, like, booty butts,
so fuck.
On one side, and the other side is like, you got country. I ain't no tight jeans. I wonder what's going on.
I was about to say that. Run on, ain't down, baby. My achy, breaky heart. I move it on down with me.
Don't ask me how I know that. They're like, oh my God, P1 was white. I have evidence on here. Cody's seen me in person. Granny, ain't never seen
me
talking.
I don't know what Cody's seen lately, so I can't take his judgment.
That is true. Cody is the heaviest alcoholic I know, so.
Very well known for that, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. But then again, you know what? We got proof of that, too, because on New Year's, that dude came up and said, y'all niggas got to get the fuck out of here. He used niggas, plural, see?
Yep.
So there.
So it wasn't offensive.
Proof.
Yeah, but what about you, P1? How's your sight, your week? What's going on with you? What's going on with P1?
Oh, man, it's been good. I've been having a recovering week, man. I got to say, whatever. It's been a fun week, man. Golden Globes happened. We did a Golden Globes play-by-play.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I got fucked up. I mean, that damn thing was for 3 hours, and I was just like, man, I've been drinking the fuck out of this Rose Cone Cavassier over here and shit like that. And it was a good time, man. And then, numbers are still high. Darkness is doing well on the site. You know, sponsors is liking it. You know what? Oh, yeah, this is what I want to talk about. It's been doing so good. I got a phone call yesterday. Didn't even know where it came from, right? Dude asked me, he said, hey, Phenomenal, man, I'm a big fan of your work. Everything you do, I like what you do, whatever. He was like, your sponsor is the one that gave it to me. I was like, why the fuck they giving out my contact info? But then again, I was like, it must be somebody important. So go ahead. I said, continue. He was like, how would you like to go to the Grammys? I said, I don't really want to go because I don't like none of them bands. But I said, but you inviting, so I said, well, then shit, you know.
Would that be free food?
Exactly. I was just about to call this nigga Cody up and been like, hey, man, we got a trip or whatever real quick. Whatever.
Get the Tupperware.
Yeah, exactly. Put some chicken in there, man. Hide it in your shirt, man.
So what are you wearing?
Silver and chicken.
I know, that's just me. That wouldn't be y'all. You know, that would be me.
Shit, I don't know about that. I would go to the, I would tell you, why you think Cody, why you think I always say, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. I just don't want to do it in front of him. So check this out, though. I tell dude, I said, hey, you know what, man? Hey, yeah, good. He was like, good. He was like, keep up the great work. I'll talk to you later. I'll send you that email about the VIP package that I want you to be in, whatever, right here. I'm going to read this email off to you guys. Because I was liking what I was reading. I was like, damn, this is the nicest fucking email. Okay, damn, I like this right here, whatever. And then it got into weird territory where I got into, all right, so when you get there, just show your credit card and your ID so you can get the bronze seating, the silver seating, the VIP gold seating, or the diamond seating just for the special people right there. Whatever. And I was like, damn, I feel special now, whatever. You know, I'm getting called randomly. Now, this Negro put prices next to it.
Oh, what the fuck?
And this is when I was just about to text Cody, and I said, you know what? Fuck that. And then let me read this off to you. Bronze seating, $5,000 per person. Silver seating, $7,000 per person. VIP gold seating. And it's, he put in parentheses here, especially for you, Phenomenal One. We put TPO or whatever. VIP gold seat, $9,000 per person. Get drinks, hospitality, and your own waitress.
Okay. Does this hospitality include blowjobs?
I sent him an email back and said, what the fuck did Fandango and them tell you about me?
Now, wait. You got to turn it on the other page. If you can't afford those seatings, it says on the back they got the Negro package where you bring a bucket, a dustpan, and a broom, your best leotard or whatnot, and get to work, I guess.
Oh, I thought the Negro package was, you see that dude standing on the corner with a suspicious-looking jacket on? Talk to him, get you some $50, and you can come right on up in here then.
Oh.
That's a Negro thing.
Yeah, you got to go in like somebody's house and watch television and watch it.
Now, let me break down the diamond package. He said, and let me quote, he puts this in parentheses. This may be something for you, but you can keep it at VIP gold scene because it's kind of the same treatment. $13,000.
Wow.
I sent back an email. At what part did you think any of this was for me? I said, "Well, Daft Punk be there." He said, "They gonna be there, but I don't know about performing." And I said, "Then good day to you, my son."
Good day to you, and go fuck yourself.
I told him to send me the lineup, right? He said, "Well, this is the lineup so far." And the first name I saw, Miley Cyrus, Kanye West. I said, "Nigga, you can go fuck yourself."
Yeah, that's automatic turn off. Yeah, fuck that.
So, Cody, if you got that text message, you can go ahead and delete that.
I didn't. Look, that shit probably burned in my fucking phone.
You know what it said? It said, "Oh, Lord, he sent this to a Negro." Hey, look, this is a white person. Oh, shit. He said, "So I can communicate with the other high people up in there." I said, "Well, them high people can come to Long Beach and tell me how they can want to communicate if they such fans of me."
How much is Fandango paying you, man? They just send you a letter like that.
Well, it's funny because I saw them at the Golden Globes, and they were marketing their ass off. I was just looking. I was just like, that's a good thing. But then again, I got this call now. So now they must be thinking, oh, shit, they rolling in dough right now. You know, shit, hey, let's milk this Negro dry before he goes and spend it all. He might go to Rent-A-Center and KFC and just spend it all, so we got to get him right now. Got to get him all good. He might finally pay off that toaster. Which, by the way, I finally did. I had a revelation on the last Darkness episode we did, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna live freely. I'm gonna go do this. Walked in there, no disguise on or nothing, pure face and everything. Gave my real ID, and then there we go. Got it paid for. Walked out, looked at the cop, and was like, "That's right." And I realized I still owed on this couch and shit. Said, "Damn." Was even more than
Poster
was, actually.
Well, I'm glad you didn't pay that kind of money to go to that ridiculous. The nerve! I'm telling you.
Well, he tried to trick me though. He was like, "Hey, man, just show up, bring your ID and your credit card, you'll be fine." Whatever. I would love the scene if I'd have showed up and he not sent me this email or whatever.
Right.
And they would have been like, "Okay, who are you?" They'd be like, "Oh, okay, let me just see your stuff or whatever real quick." And I would have saw him make that swipe. Now, I know me, I probably would have made no big deal, but I'd be like, "Okay, he swiped or whatever and shit. Probably ain't that much to get up in this bitch." I probably would have got that receipt the next day. I'd have been like, "Motherfucker."
You would have looked just like spill.com. It would have just came up blank. Hollywood.com at that point.
I would have been looking like that broken co-host they had up for like a week. Yeah.
That Batman suit would have been gone off your webpage. You had like a cardboard sign. We move. Leilu wouldn't even have an Iron Man shirt. He would have like some kind of tin can.
He would have that first Iron Man suit.
No, you know what he'd have? You guys remember the Spill Transformers video or whatever? He'd have that lawnmower that transformed. Mine would be like that Batman from Disaster Movie and shit. Broken wing. Look, Kyle all fucked up and shit. Like...
No, you'll be that Batman that Bruce Wayne yelled at, like, "I ain't wearing no hockey mask." Hockey pass.
I would be wearing less than hockey pass. I'd be wearing, you know, you remember when you guys were kids, whatever, and you used to get like the skateboard with the knee pads? That's what I'd be wearing then. Got the little helmet on and shit. Instead of the Batmobile, I'd have the fucking the special bus.
$9,000, man. You have to do a Kickstarter just to get you back.
All right. Fuck.
I remember saying that. I looked at them and was just like, who pays this to go see these performers?
Yeah.
That's on rich TV people. For free.
Rich people, kids, man. Just telling.
I was like, that's goddamn ridiculous. I was like, people pay this to see these? Like, these artists ain't nothing special or whatever. Like I said, named off Miley Cyrus and Kanye West. It was like, Kanye West, that nigga in the media every damn day. He just got done announcing a religion.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I saw like a little post about it. He said Yeezy. I forgot he said that shit. Whatever, Yeezy or something like that is now a religion.
Oh my fucking god!
This nigga.
Wow.
This nigga.
Yeah, I should be surprised from that fucking asshole.
Nah, I'm not surprised, man, because you know the niggas be in Paris. You know what? I think the darkness might have to make a trip to Paris now. Darkness in Paris. We'll be on the Eiffel Tower tipping our glasses to each other, you know?
Yeah. Hey, I'll be down for that.
CJ, you might have to join us from Miami now.
Oh, shit.
When is yes, it's a Miami trip.
It's going to be whenever you feel like going. I would imagine, of course, the summer is going to be the best time. That's what I would assume.
And clearly.
And since a certain site went down and ain't going to have a con anymore or whatever, you know.
And throw that in there.
Yeah, I think it'd be just fine, you know. I think it'd be just fine. Last thing Miami need is three dark Negroes wandering around.
Well, two.
Yeah, most likely you'll lose me or whatever because I'll be arrested for probation.
I just heard the dark part.
Yes, that's true. Hey, girl, take your shirt off. We're on the beach. What's wrong with you? All these clothes on. Let me take your panties off.
Now, you know, some darkness that I can't wait, they're going to come from your mouth, is I can't wait for you to go see that Devil Do, the Do Baby Do.
Wait.
Baby Do.
Wait, which one is that again?
That's the one where, I don't know if you saw the trailer for it, but it's when the chick she's sleeping and her stomach just moves and shit like that.
No.
It's a pro-life documentary, so it's about why you should get an abortion.
It's pretty much telling you, you're pretty much going to have a Satan kid. You don't know if it's going to be Satan or not, so you should just get an abortion pregnant.
Is this a found footage movie? It sounds like a found footage movie.
Yeah. It's a devil movie. January.
Typical.
Now you got to remember back when Carrie came out, they had that viral video about that chick losing it at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Well, now they got a viral video for the devil's due date or whatnot.
I saw a picture of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Because they rigged this roller, and it goes around trying to scare people and screaming, spewing whatever, like, throw up and vomit.
I think that was Wayne's baby.
You don't have sex.
I mean, Yeah.
Hey, his hand counts. I'm just saying. you imagine one day he's jerking it or whatever, and then all he sees like, oh yeah, oh mate, oh Mad Max, He-Man, yes.
Mad Max.
You know He-Man's gay. You know that, right? That motherfucker gets orgasms over He-Man. I'm just like, you know He-Man's gay, right? I mean, come on. Everybody know that shit, man. It's like, he be trying to talk deep about that shit, like, why can't they get the movie right? It's because they never got the show right.
Did you see fucking He-Man's outfit? That's why they can't get the fucking movie right.
People complain about Wonder Woman. No, check out He-Man's outfit.
Look at fucking He-Man. Yeah, exactly.
I know you got feminists going out there attacking Wonder Woman, and then you look at He-Man with a song going, and then we all just be quiet. We don't say nothing about it.
You know what's funny about He-Man? It's always those homophobic motherfuckers that always love him, though. It's like...
What?
I like Dick. That's a sexy motherfucker right there.
It's like, I don't want no day dude touching me or whatever. But, oh, you want to watch some He-Man? Hell yeah, nigga, you know I want to watch some He-Man. Nigga, you know damn well I want to watch some He-Man. That's a manly man right there with that shit.
Let me get my lollipop too while I enjoy this. I say, hey, what's going on?
Wayne would rather work or whatever than hang out with a bunch, like the three of us or whatever. But I bet if we were just like, hey, Wayne, you want to watch He-Man with us? He'd be like, nigga, get out. Let me sit in the middle. Shit. Why y'all sitting so far close? Come on, come closer. We can watch this jewelry together.
Yeah, you know. I think we all have our thing. You know, Cody got Superman, the Man of Steel.
Man of Steel wasn't gay. Wasn't gay, though.
It was fucking stupid. No, it wasn't gay.
I mean, I got Goku from Dragon Ball Z.
Goku's a bad motherfucker, though. Yeah, watch him. You remember that black kid, the Super Saiyan kid?
Wait, oh yeah.
I don't know if people noticed, but movie spoilers made that motherfucker famous. I'm telling you right now, because that was the first episode we ever did with that nigga. And the next thing you know, he got on Sci-Fi Channel and all. I was like, damn, shit. We need. To, I mean, I told Lena we need to keep doing this.
Super Saiyan
kid, whatever. Though he believed he could be a Super Saiyan, and look what happened.
Yeah, he really believed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That boy got left home. That could have been me. I think that was me at one point. Then I'm like,
oh. Please don't tell me that.
hey, if it make you feel any better, I knew a black kid that carried a robe in his backpack when I was in elementary school. Motherfucker told me he was Spider-Man one time. I was like, what the fuck?
Damn.
That was some deep shit, too. He told me, he was like, I was like, how you know you Spider-Man? He's just like, I can see webs like nobody else. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's a new power. I didn't realize.
That's the most useless ass power ever, nigga. Damn. I like how he whispered that to me like I was going to shit, though. Cause, granted, he's a confident school. You tell some other nigga that. He probably would. Like I'm going to accept it. Like, oh, really? Can I be your sidekick, nigga?
Can I be your Harry Osborn?
Exactly. Your Harry Osborn or whatever.
Are you sure you're not spoiling the movie, the Spider-Man 2, man? Oh, are you sure?
He might be.
I know.
Say no more.
Tony Bobby.
Really anticipating that.
Everybody's anticipating that movie, man. Everybody, Wayne, that motherfucker keep talking about I'm the star of that shit. I'm like, man, you better stop telling people that shit. I got a running scene because they knew I was fast at running.
Yeah, right.
This could be your Space Jam.
You know what's funny? When they said go, I just ran fast. I beat everybody else, whatever. I bet they probably said, damn, that nigga's fast. It's like,
I know.
That Boondocks episode with Roscoe Patterson. He was like, man, white man can eat a dick. Eat my balls, nigga. And you hear these white dudes in the background. There he is. Get that nigga.
Yeah.
And then all of it's like, damn, he's fast.
I know the way we talk about it, it sounds like you got a scene where you pick a Spider-Man up and you give him like a pep talk to get back in there to fight to beat up on Jamie Foxx.
That's one of his stories. The other story is, oh, he's P1's robbing a convenience store, and Spider-Man stopped. I was like, why I got to rob the store, man?
Why not?
The funny thing was, that was in there. They just cut that out, though, because they realized, they was like, well, we got Jamie Foxx looking like a goddamn clown. We can't have this Negro robbing store. I mean, so come on. What the hell is Jamie Foxx? Before those photos got released, I was the first one to see that, and I was just staring, scratching my head for the longest. I was just like, I thought he was supposed to be Electro. What's going on here? Why does that brother got a hoodie on? Oh, Lord. He's following that trend of hoodie stars now. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Michael Myers.
Trayvon Martin. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Damn, Cody. Come on now. Come on now, man. Come on now. Damn.
Man. That's wrong. It's wrong.
Damn. I just couldn't say terrorist. 9/11.
How the fuck would that fit?
Oh, man. They wear
hoodies?
They wear turbans and shit. It's like a hoodie.
What the fuck?
A hoodie is a hoodie, not a towel.
They can't fit a hoodie out there. They don't have time to make the hoodies out there.
I like Chase. This is going down the wrong path right now. Goddamn.
You guys have pissed off the whole case country now.
Come find me. I will surround my house with bacon. You will not be able to get through.
All I gotta do is put a bar of soap around my eyes, and I'm sure they won't come in. Anyway.
All right.
Yo, shit. Treating them like they're vampires. Throwing alcohol and bacon at them and just... Hopefully they won't attack.
She say, I'll throw a woman out there without a turban and shit on or whatever. She's like, oh, she's naked. Oh.
I don't know. They may try to fight back against that. Like, look, she has a driver's license. Oh, she's reading a book. No.
I was about to say, I'll throw a woman with a book in front of them. I'll throw Sammy with the Hobbit in front of him or whatever.
Let's just stone her. They will.
She's like, hey guys, I'm Native American. Oh, look at that bitch.
Put her in the hole.
What the fuck is this devolved into? My God.
Darkness, oh, dark.
Thank you for supporting the cause of the darkness. Later, niggas.
That would be a way for me to get some after kill. Just send her out there with a book. Let her read to all the little children about the Hobbit. Because you know, that book talks about drinking, demons, and devils, and dragons.
As she's reading those to the kids, all you're going to hear in the background is the adults just pulling out swords and machetes and shit. Doing shit.
Yeah, they're going and clicking and shit.
You should have not read the book.
Somebody's going to walk in with a freaking bomb attached to him and be like, you got about 5 seconds to...
God damn.
Oh,
wow.
Damn.
Wow. All right, come on, man. Let's change this shit.
Oh, darkness, baby.
The darkness.
We don't give a fuck or whatever. We don't give a fuck.
Too dark to see us. To see us giving a fuck.
So, CJ. I heard the news, man. I heard the news. I wasn't that shocked by it because I know you're a talented motherfucker. You're a talented Negro. That's why I hang out with you. Because you're actually doing something with your life. You ain't like the rest of these niggas around or whatever. Anyway.
I guess I'm an exception.
Yeah, why do you think I keep hanging around you, Cody? Come on now. There's a reason. I think I told you this before. I ain't got no Negro friends. I got like three of
same here. You made my top five too.
Exactly. You two is in my top five. Be happy about that now.
And one of them is not even fictional.
Is it a Pokemon character? Is it Brock from Pokemon?
I don't know. I can't tell if he's your brother or not.
Okay. I think he's a Japanese brother. His eyes is always closed.
There's something going on.
Yeah, something going on with that brother. Anyway, CJ, I heard you was canceling Do the Bear. I heard it.
Yes, yeah. Do the Bear has about 8 episodes left. Mm-hmm. Do the Bear, you're gonna end at episode 50.
I like how he just came with that random number. I was just like, damn, did he just make that up right now?
I did. I was just doing the math. I'm like,
yeah, it's a good spot. Fuck it.
I got if I do 6, I can end it on a big 5-0, which will be good enough.
Hey, Cody. Cody, that nigga only did 23 episodes. What the hell are you doing?
Well, I'm ending it at 50 there. I'll get there eventually.
So CJ, is what you saying, because you need to tell all the spoiled bastards and the darkness brothers out there in the world that's listening to this, because we know ain't a lot of you listening. They probably like, this sounds like that 12 Years a Slave movie. It's making me feel guilty. I don't want to listen to this. So tell people out there, is you quitting this to focus your time on the darkness? Or are you starting something new?
I think I'm definitely going to put some more effort into the darkness. I mean, people loving the darkness out there.
I'm shocked at that, actually.
Do the Bear, it had its run. It had a nice, you know, it's going to have its nice year when it ends on that 50th episode of Do the Bear.
That'll happen in 2015, right? Because you only got 23 episodes.
How many weeks are in a year? Like, what, 37?
Yeah, you're around that number or whatever. You know, I was going to say, when I saw that new show post up today, I was just like, damn, Sammy didn't waste no time. Once she found out...
She did that cheating whore. Yeah, cheating whore. Didn't wait 2 seconds.
Damn. She couldn't wait a day, and she was already on the new show. I was like, damn.
I turned on my podcast, and all of a sudden, a new episode. I'm like, a new episode? We just recorded an hour ago.
And it was the darkness idea, too, at that time.
You know, she didn't even feel sorry. She didn't even feel sorry. I'm ending the show. I'm like, hey, we're going to end the show. She's like, yeah, we're going to end the show. I'm like, wait, I don't even know about this.
I was expecting some tears. I was expecting the best acting ever. Not that bullshit Jennifer Lawrence shit that I saw at the Grammy. I mean, the Golden Globes, whatever. I mean, I was going to see some tears of shed. Like, John, I've been here with you since day one, man. Don't drop it. But no, she just accepted it and then said, hey, Wayne, we need a new show.
I call it the 5-minute buzz.
I think you know what I think it is, CJ. I'll break it down to you. They're scared of the darkness. The darkness took over because, as you can see, we already canceled the Boofheads.
The Boofheads.
we canceled it, whatever. The darkness spread over. What did that Driss nigga said? Canceling the apocalypse. Yeah, that's what the booth head said. That fucking camera was on that nigga all goddamn night. I swear to God, that shit was irritating the fuck out of me. I was like, I think the cameraman's racist because they just announced 12 years of slavery when they got the camera on each level. Like, he supposed to be up here. They was like, that nigga must be in front row for something. He must have won.
Either he snuck in or
you know what he used? He used his British accent or whatever. It was like, oh, wow, he must be a profound Negro.
You know what? That's the thing about him having a British accent. It was like one of those that Fry from Futurama memes. Mm-hmm. It's either he's famous or he snuck in.
Now, check this out. I'm making a fruition right now. 2015, mm-hmm. The Darkness Brothers at the Golden Globes.
Mm.
What y'all think of that? What do you think of that? The darkness will be taking over the globes so we can hang out with Matthew McConaughey and his fine-ass wife.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
All right.
I think that dude was black. I ain't gonna lie. That dude got up on stage. He started dancing with Jessica Chastain or whatever. He pretty much told her, all right, you can get off the stage now, bitch. Let me give my speech real quick. All is lost. You was trapped on some boat. I recommend you for that because you ain't had no pussy in days. That was some sad shit right there. Idris Elba, that's just some random nigga. Nobody worried about him. I wasn't concerned with him winning the award or whatever. Leo, you did your thing, baby, but it's time for you to go because the McConaughey is in or whatever. All y'all did a great job, but it's one thing y'all didn't do. Y'all wasn't Matthew McConaughey. Thank you very much, people. All right. We do get more asshole speech.
I'm really upset though. Gravity actually won something. That's what I'm upset about. I'm like, people really love the hell out of that movie.
Yeah, they do. They do.
You know, I gotta say this too. I had a fruition about that movie because I saw All Is Lost first, and All Is Lost is a better film personally. Whatever. I'm trying to understand what it is about Gravity too, whatever. Because they like, it's the best sci-fi movie. I was like, is that considered a sci-fi movie?
No.
It's just in space.
We can do that now. We can put people in space in a dangerous situation.
These people aren't that fucking smart, apparently.
I thought sci-fi was like supposed to have like, you know, futuristic shit going, yeah, or like
aliens.
Or experiments.
Or metaphors for what we, you know, reality.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It was just two regular ass people in space. And I was like, why is Sandra Bullock nominated? That bitch didn't do a goddamn thing in this movie.
I'm like, and then they got rid of George Clooney. They should have just kept it on George Clooney.
He should have been a star movie.
That would be interesting.
He would have been like, look at my face. And, you know, it should have been Matthew McConaughey in space. hey, look here, 10-4, we need to get me down here because of I ain't had no pussy in an hour. Now, either y'all need to send me a pretty-ass Brazilian or black chick up here right now, so, or y'all need to get my ass down from here. All right. So,
well, since you're talking about the global,
Golden Globes.
Yeah, Golden Globes. You actually had some questions, too, from your Golden Globes. I don't know if you got to wait to the next Golden Globes to answer your question from last time.
No, we answered the questions during commercials.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, we answered all the questions during commercials. Later in the show, I kind of got like just little fucked up, and I started singing Daft Punk and shit. I was like, that shit has won the damn Golden Globe, and I was like, you know, that's not a movie, right?
They give a fuck.
We all night to get drunk. We all night to get
I just started singing random ass songs and shit halfway through the show, and then Andy Samberg won an award, and my alcohol wore off. I was like, what the fuck? I got sober quick. I said, how the hell did this bitch win? I got some questions here though. If y'all ready to get into some questions,
Woody woo.
Because I think we gave the people a lot of the darkness tonight or whatever here.
Yeah, we did.
That was dark, all right.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to see this from the Muslim brothers out there. Think about to blow up in the comment section. I'm sorry.
I can see those comments now. Hey, man, fuck y'all. You guys are the biggest assholes in the world. Cody, you the biggest for loving Man of Steel.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Bitch. You know what they're gonna say? They're gonna say, CJ's a sexist, P1's a racist, and Cody, mm-hmm. you love Man of Steel. So you just as equal with the rest of them.
Could you imagine we all going to trial and then they say that to everyone, like, they send us to death and they're like, Cody, you just need to die from like Man of Steel too, man. Like me and P1 murder somebody or like did some foul stuff. And you're just there for like it, man.
Hey, Cody, welcome to the darkness.
What the hell the fucking welcome, my God.
Hey, if that ever does happen to us, we got to make sure we get teardrop eye tattoos.
We give Cody a little, like an S. What does that S mean?
Give him the S thing, whatever. And we tell him, hey, man, put this cape on real quick. Like, no, put that towel on that boy was wearing in the fucking movie or whatever and shit. And just put your hands like this or whatever. Was that a flashback or was that part of the movie?
I couldn't tell. They went back and forth so many times. But we see that we draw a little S on Cody's cheek and they ask him in prison, like, man, what you got an S on your cheek for? That S means for hope.
My ass is done.
In my
say,
movie.
CJ, he's gonna be like, outside this prison means hope and freedom. And then next, he's gonna get a knocking on it. Cody! Yeah. The booty warrior.
That's it for sodomizing.
Four years out, man, fan.
I got a big ass for you, Cody. Come here.
Boy. Oh no.
Easy way or the hard way? The choice is yours.
this S will turn into a long man of steel in a second.
Oh, God damn it.
I got the kryptonite right here, boy. Booty is more important than that Blu-ray you holding the Man of Steel. Booty is more important than that cape you wearing right now, boy.
I will find that booty. I will find him. Oh, can you see the booty warrior flying off in the little penis ship out there? Out there with General Zod.
Hey, I tell you what, if he would have said I would have found him 5 times in a row, I'd believe him. Oh, don't worry. When I get free, I'm going to get that booty. Don't you worry, Clark. I'm going to get the booty. And they're like, no, you're not. Yeah, I'm going to get it, Clark. Don't you worry, whatever. And like he came back all the way back to Earth just to get his booty, whatever. He doesn't kill Clark. He just gets the booty and leaves, whatever, and just like, what the fuck? You mean all this destruction was just for some booty?
What?
First comment, though. That's from Roland. We're going to have to back off, Cody.
It's too late now. Me and Matt is still forever entwined. Thanks to you.
Well, then accept it, then, because I got more jokes for you, then.
Okay, I'm sorry, go.
CJ, you can be the Batman to this right here real quick, whatever. We're going to get our Batman versus Superman going on. It's going to be called Batman in My Booty Hole real quick. Where's your super dog at now? let's rehearse Superman 3 real quick. You can be my Richard Pryor, huh?
Ooh, that's a badass booty.
Dude, yeah, I got a phone booth I change in too. It's called your bed real quick. Damn. It's got dark on it.
You don't say.
My man Roland Winchell. He says, speaking of Man of Steel, first question too. What do you guys think one
can't run away from?
No, you ain't never gonna get away, man. The darkness always spread. What do you guys think of making one in a Kryptonian?
What?
It's bullshit. It's not gonna happen. It's bullshit. They already denied it. One of the producers denied it. I forgot which one.
Mm-hmm.
It's bullshit.
How would they do that? Like, when she lands on the Amazon planet on accident?
No, you know what? You remember that? You remember what I talked about last week? You remember all those other planets that had Kryptons in it, whatever? Well, apparently Zod didn't check them all, and one still lived. And it was Wonder Woman. She found these magical bracelets on this planet, or whatever, of aliens that trained her. The Booty Warrior trained her. Now, I'm going to train you to get all your powers together, girl, but you got to make me a promise now. You got to find me the best booty on Earth.
And it might have to be man's butt.
It might be some man's booty or whatever. Matter of fact, she brings back the fattest ass woman back or whatever with the fattest ass on her. He's like, what the hell is this? I didn't ask for this. I said the best booty on Earth. Man's booty.
So wait a minute. So even if it was true, how will they even incorporate the Amazon Island? How would they even do that? Like,
they probably would screw that all out, man. They probably would change that whole origin story up.
Like were there like some kind of lesbian angry ship of Wonder Women Kryptonians, and they land and they stayed on the island?
That'd be a full revamp.
The problem with that is it sounds like they just, if they wasn't going to go with that sounds like complicating the story just a little bit more now. It's like, okay, you keep this simple ass origin story. I mean, she has the most simplest ass origin story. Mm-hmm. But you guys also heard that after Batman vs. Superman, Justice League is supposed to come out, or no, not start filming as well.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
Back to back.
I don't know, man. It sounds like this is just like next Comic Con, they're just going to reveal that this actually is the Justice League movie. Yeah. And they've just been building it up hype by hype.
I personally thought Man of Steel had the best opening to introduce Green Lantern Corps into it.
They could have said something.
All the space shit that was going on in there, whatever, Green Lantern Corps, like, hey, we saw a space penis fly by us real quick, you know?
I got to give you a ticket, Planet Krypton. Too many penises flying.
Hey, funny Zod. He's like he's beating the shit out of Man of Steel, whatever. Now nowhere, some green handcuffs come around. He's like, Zod, you got to come with us, whatever. You violated. You parked your penis too close to
Uranus.
And then Superman just go like, oh, thank you. He's just like, hey, you ain't off the hook yet neither or whatever. You brought this alien to your planet or whatever. So, we'll be back for you. In the meantime, you got to deal with this dude. And behind him is Ben Affleck as Batman just standing. Where's the cue? Or whatever the fuck that thing was. What was it? Where's the codex?
Yeah, the codex.
Did you guys watch the Golden Globes last night?
I watched bits and pieces.
Did you guys see when Ben Affleck got on stage? I mean, do you guys remember him last year? Just humble, happy, and everything, whatever. Just proud to be there, whatever. This year, that brother, I think he was getting too deep into the role. He was just standing there looking like a straight robot, just stiff and not even smiling at all. He didn't crack a smile not once. He was just standing there like.
And that's his acting.
And that's when he gave Alfonso Cuarón the Best Director Award or whatever. And he shook his hand or whatever. And I wanted him to say in his ear, I'm Batman. So Alfonso, and you knew he would have said too if Alfonso would have just looked at him like, the fuck? I want Ben Affleck to say that every time he goes on stage now, whatever. Just every time he has to introduce someone, they come on stage, he shakes it. I just want him to just grab him closer and just whisper in his ear, just, okay. Swear to me. Swear to me you'll uphold this Oscar that I didn't win last year. Swear to me. You know what? He probably told the director of Gravity. He was like, 2015, I'm coming for your ass. Batman vs. Superman, baby. You better get that Gravity 2 out your ass real quick. Andrew. He says, ha ha ha, since Cody loves Man of Steel so much.
Fuck you, Andrew.
Would love to see, you know you love that movie, come on now. He says, would love to see you guys do a Mystery Science Theater type thing with that movie.
Wow.
That'd be a long ass Mystery Science Theater. That movie is like 2.5 hours, right?
That would be fun, though.
Yeah. We have to do in sections of pieces. I mean, we could. It could be fun if we can hear over Cody's orgasm in the background. Sure.
God damn it.
Booty Warrior gonna be back there like, yeah, that's right, Cody. You get all worried. You worked up for that now, whatever. Shoot.
So what? You see how often it.
As soon as you pause, the movie, you're gonna hear this. And Cody's gonna be like, "What the hell is that?" or whatever. He'd be like, "I'm coming for you, boy." He's like, "You picking the easy way right about now." He says, "Cody, you're a fan of it. What exactly was this deep message they kept saying they were trying to have in the movie? I really didn't see any messages.
There was no deep message. I don't know who the fuck said there was.
So come on." You a fan of the movie? Come on, tell us what the message was.
It was about a different movie, because I didn't see any deep message. I saw they were attempting to do one in the first half, and the second half, they went out fucking Dragon Ball Z. So
Dragon Ball Z's Transformers, yes.
So I, TC, man, I don't know what to tell you.
What's funny about that movie is it has the same fucking plot as Transformers, and yet people love this one. See, I'm trying to concept that theory here. It's just like, well, then you might as well love Transformers. No, that movie was horrible, though, so you don't understand it now. It's like, what the hell? I don't understand now. It's the same plot. Same thing going on, too, whatever. You know, I would love to do a Mystery Science Theater about this movie, though.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. We should set up a day.
Tomorrow. Honestly. One of us got to buy the Blu-ray now. Or we can just borrow Cody's version.
I know, right?
Yes, of course. My 15th
race. Yeah, Cody, you got to take it out the package now, all right? You can't just...
I'll take one out.
You'll take one? He's like, you know what? I'll just buy a copy. I'll buy a DVD copy. We can do this, man. Don't open mine. Okay?
Yo, you know what? I'll give you a digital copy. Here you go.
This is going to be worth something soon.
All right.
Roberto, he says... that's the most offensive name on this show. Roberto. He says, most offensive black movie you guys have ever seen, other than White TTPO, LOL. Damn, I was going to call that, too. Oh, I already know. Soul Plane.
I was just about to say that. Yep. Soul Plane. My God.
So,
you know CJ going to say Gravity.
You see all those black stars out there?
I thought he was going to say The Hobbit. The remake of Friday. He's like, what the fuck? No black people.
He's going to say Gravity. He's going to be like, you saw that black background in the back? They stole that from us. Space is... He's like, I'm going to sue space now.
I know. They, you know, she was scared in space. It was nothing but darkness around her.
Hey, CJ, to make it better, I heard she went to space to get away from the darkness. Mm-hmm.
She had her priorities fucked up.
You know white people, they climb mountains to get away from Negroes.
They swim oceans.
Yeah, exactly. They swim oceans with sharks in it, whatever.
Man, I want to say Soul Plane, but it was something else. No, it was a documentary that my sister tried to let me watch. Mm. Hold on. Matthew, what's the name of that documentary?
Damn.
What?
And
it's called Snow in the Blow.
Snow and the Blow. What the fuck?
Snow and the Bluff.
Wait, is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
I think I saw it on Netflix. Yeah,
I think it is on Netflix. Yeah,
man, they try to act like that thing was real.
I watched like 10 minutes of it and couldn't get through it.
Exactly. And then they try to say, oh, yeah, it's a true story, man. It really happened. I'm like, yeah, it did not happen at all. Look how perfect he's pointing that camera, you know?
Damn. Okay. You know, I got another one too. Medea's Witness Protection. That piece. that made me embarrassed to be black. I ain't never felt that way in the theater before.
But you love Roman's performance in that movie, right?
No. Yeah. Oh my. You know what? Lehu told me one time. We brought that movie up on the show. Whatever he said. I had friends that said he was one of the best performances in the movie. I said, what? You should have heard my reaction. I said, what? What? Who said that? I said, your friends are idiots. He had to be the worst performer I've ever seen in a movie or whatever. That was horrible or whatever. It was nothing but white people in that movie, too. I had to put my hoodie on and run out that goddamn theater. Oh, you know what? Michael Myers, that Halloween 2, that movie kind of offended me as well, whatever. Why was that nigga wearing a hoodie?
Always a hoodie.
I was like baffled by that for like 20 minutes of the movie until I just like, you know what, just go along with it. Fuck it. Until that ending shot showed where he took the hoodie off and put that mask on. I was just like, so he knows he had that hoodie on there. It's not raining. It's not windy. I mean, the sun is out and everything. So it's like, damn. Rob Zombie, you just told me something here. Next comment comes from Ariana. She says, You guys talked almost everything on your best of 2013, but how about music? What were some of the best albums of 2013?
Oh, shit. All right. Shit. Well, you already know my answer.
Yeah, it's Daft Punk, Random Access
Memories. Absolutely. No contest all day, every day.
Yeah, fuck you, Justin Bieber, for saying it's overrated.
Oh, my God. He go,
what?
Yeah, he said it was overrated.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, sorry, Justin. Wow. Man, go make a half-ass movie.
Go fuck your 13-year-old boyfriend. Yeah. You know, another one, too, after Cody introduced me was Kavinsky. Outrun.
Kavinsky.
That album is badass.
Tell me, man. He's a shit.
Yeah.
You see, I got one from a soundtrack.
And is it the Hobbit soundtrack?
No.
Is it Madea's Christmas soundtrack?
I wish I would have had that over the Hobbit soundtrack.
Oh, damn. Is it Tyler Perry's Temptation soundtrack? On the first day of
No. But it's the original Great Gatsby soundtrack.
Oh,
and
it's got the
Target version, because for some reason Target had like the deluxe edition.
Yeah, I got that too. Yeah, it's actually you know what? Yeah, and you know what? Lana Del Rey does a single on the Great Gatsby soundtrack too, Young and Beautiful. That was exactly. I was like, that's probably the closest we're gonna get for this year that represented like Adele Skyfall was that song or whatever. That's some good song in there or whatever. You know, a lot of more movies, I actually paid more attention to the songs and movies. Like Rush had a great score.
Yeah, it did. It did.
All Is Lost had some good music in there. Toby the Slave, man, they had some deep shit. Like when Fassbender was whooping somebody's ass, they played that music or whatever. I mean, Hans Zimmer, man, he just knows when to fucking push that button. And just he said, so Steve, you gonna beat somebody's ass right here? He's like, yeah, hold on, wait, we're right here. Now go, Fassbender, beat his ass. Yeah, but I agree with you, CJ. Great Gatsby has some. You know, a lot of people. I know a lot of critics actually put that on their best of list.
Good. It was a good movie. I mean, you know, I can see somebody not putting their top 10, but at least like a top 20 or something like that. You know, I know Lalo. Yeah, he had the thing against Baz Luhrmann. He already went in there with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, you know, I gotta say, because I own the movie or whatever. I heard the complaints of the Baz Luhrmann of using like, oh, it's too flashy, it's too glittery. But I was like, you know, I think that was actually used for a purpose of showing how rich Gatsby was and how fancy his lifestyle was, whatever. So I think I think that fit the movie actually kind of well for what he was trying to do with this. Now I'm not a Baz Luhrmann specialist on his movies, whatever. I don't see all of them, whatever. But I thought for Gatsby, it kind of worked in a way actually.
Yeah, I didn't even know who did the movie until, like, you know, after it was over. I'm like, oh, he did that one movie, Moulin Rouge, that I didn't give a shit about. So, you know.
Well, once again, I'll even back that up. I mean, I didn't give a shit about Moulin Rouge, too, but I heard a lot of people saying that's flashy or whatever, but I would assume that movie is supposed to be flashy, right?
Right.
It's a fucking musical. I mean,
yeah,
it's a musical with hookers in France. I mean, I don't know. Like,
so I don't get that argument on that criticism towards him, whatever. It's like, oh, it's too flashy. I was like, it seems to fit to me. I don't know. It's not like he's making a 12 Years a Slave and making it look flashy.
Right.
$100
whips. $100 whips. You know? Now, I would love to see Fast Alarm in 12 Years a Slave. That would have been something else.
Wow. Now I'm mad he didn't direct it. Goddamn.
They would have been shooting cotton in them baskets like it's basketball or something, whatever. They'd have been wait in the walls. Did you see Great Gatsby, Cody?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's not for a romantic tragedy, because that's what I'm calling that movie. That's a fucking tragedy.
Oh, it's a tragedy, right? Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's a tragedy because your rich ass can't move on. You rich. You still over this girl?
Nope.
Come on.
Yeah, because when I walked in the movie, I knew nothing of the movie. I heard people talking about it, but I knew nothing of it. And then I was like, when I finally figured out what it was, I was like, oh, it's a love story or whatever. I was actually hooked on the movie. I was like, I like this a lot, actually.
And that's the thing, too. Like, you go in there, you have, like, I saw the original, and going in here and just seeing it, not knowing, how exciting it was, and, because the original was boring. I mean, I enjoyed the book, but that original movie, it was boring as shit. You nobody care.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really need to see rich white people having love problems, in a boring way. You know, at least give me some excitement.
I thought they spiced this shit up in this movie. I was like, badass, whatever. I mean, everything's badass anywhere. And then when Leo finally dies in water again, he's like, oh. Water and a gun seems to be his worst enemies.
Now, the only thing that took me out of this movie was there was a scene on the bridge when he's driving. You remember that? He's driving. He looks over, he sees like four Negroes in the car, and they're
crazy music.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait. I'm like, what was that about?
I was kind of sketchy about that. All right, come on, man.
Hey, Tilda, here, no. They were drinking Cristal. I'm like,
okay, like,
is Jay-Z owe these people a favor or something? What was going on?
I think they were just driving regularly downtown. They were like, we got some money finally, yeah. That was the one thing that baffled me, whatever, because, there was that scene before that where Joel Edgerton slapped home chick or whatever, and they played that jazz music in the background. I was some badass music playing in the background when he slapped that bitch.
He did.
And then there's you hear that Jay-Z's on. I was just like, huh, that was the only one that felt out of place here.
Right, exactly. That's the only thing that felt out of place about it.
Jay-Z was like, hey, I'm producing this soundtrack. I got to put one of my damn songs in. It's going to fit somewhere. I don't give a damn where it goes. But no, I did enjoy it. I think that movie gets kind of too much shit on whatever. I was like, what was people expecting out of this? It's pretty good, actually, whatever. I actually liked the movie. I showed it to my fucking uncle, which was the biggest fucking mistake I ever did, whatever. Man, that shit was deep, man. I mean, it just had me thinking, like my past relationships. I was like, man, you ain't never got shot in no fucking way. Come on. Come on, man. Sure. I went over to mom's house for Thanksgiving, whatever. This nigga over here, he was sitting just staring at the TV watching that shit. Just, man, this bitch is fucked up, man. I mean, I can't believe what she put him through, man. I'm going to be watching this at home for 20 times. Knocked on my door and gave me a fucking 30-minute review of this shit. Just saying that stuff. Like, and it all started with just, man, I was like, all right, man.
The moral of the story was, if you're rich and the girl that you love have a kid, then just leave that shit alone. Go get get another woman.
Hey, Leo said it perfectly in the movie. I knew a man like Misha never fell in love. I was like, you damn straight.
Strong son of a bitch.
Oh, next question, though. Hey, and that was our review of Great Gatsby, y'all.
There you go.
There you go.
Another thing about Great Gatsby, if you could probably dub in Great Gatsby and Man of Steel together as one movie.
What?
Now, think about this now. That green light Leo kept talking about, think of it as kryptonite. when Tom was talking about Daisy or whatever, you just dub that line in when she was like, where's Daisy at? And then you just go like, I will find her. You think about that for a second, whatever. You just dub that in real quick. Like Jay-Z dubbed that song in there somehow. next comment here was from my man Aiden. He says, you guys work well together and easily. This is the funniest podcast ever. puts it in all caps. So, takes me back to the fuck days with TPO and Lena. Mm. This might well be the new fuck, man. I never felt right without doing that show without more black people. I'm telling you this right now. Every white person I know has been like, man, when are you going to bring me at the fuck? I'll be on that with you. I'm just like, no, that's okay. You don't get that concept. That's a black idea. I just didn't want to say it. Hopefully CJ and P1 mold Cody into a podcast machine.
Mm.
We're doing right, Cody?
No comment.
You writing this down now, right, Cody?
No comment.
That's why we got you on this, man. You got to be taking... You're going to be learning from two best podcasters on the planet.
I know, we're passing our genes to you, Cody.
Yeah, I don't like the way that sounds, man.
Hey, don't worry. Hey, Cody, don't worry. The booty phone's going to be passing more than genes than you. In the meantime, since you guys all respect and like each other's work, what big podcast would you think one of your Darkness brothers would fit in well on? P.S. Yeah. I know you won't quit, P1, because I knowing you, you would have quit when Lena left, but you picked yourself up and got... Fuck does that? Oh yeah, that's right. Because I was talking about quitting us. You gotta understand, I was drunk. I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. Anyway, you know, I think Cody would do well in the Beerist.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, because he's an alcoholic. They're an alcoholic.
Craft beer enthusiast. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Matter of fact, now, you know what? I'll say this too. Not only Cody would fit well on that show, but he would know more than them. I just said,
hey, calm down there, calm down there.
Shut up, Cody. Just go along with me. Shut up. You don't call yourself phenomenal one without giving your friends a little bit of credit in there, too, now. Just work with me here, whatever, because, you know, once they hear this, they're going to be like, oh, so he knows more than us. So let's bring him on then. You see what I'm saying? You don't call that, Cody? Just back me up on this.
Just set my ass up a failure.
Better do your homework, man. You want to listen to what you got me into? Hey, man, I got you in the stardom, man. Just take it now. CJ, now CJ going to laugh at this, what I think he'd work well on, but actually, he might like this, though. Sparkle Fandango. For some reason, like, whenever I watch them two lovely ladies, which is Allison, Jason's wife, and Kayla, with her big bosom chest, I always feel like they need a big black man in the middle of that.
Just incomplete without it.
For some reason, it does. I don't know why.
See, I know Kayla well enough, too. I can probably...
I think CJ would be better on screen, too. And commentating well, so that's what I think, at least.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess for you, I can totally see you on with Chris Hardwick doing that. They need a black person.
You talking about the Nerdy, you know, podcast?
Yeah, the Nerdy podcast. They need a black person. They need like a black you weather.
Now you know what I'm gonna be trying to do if Chris Hardwick and me ever talk about that. I'm gonna try to steal that nigga's job on Walking Dead or whatever, Talking Dead.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Chris, man, let me just watch you real quick. I'll study him, and then I'll just try to take him out. I'll do what Dave Chappelle did to his executive producers when Wayne Brady took over. Get some chloroform or whatever and just drug his ass. Sleep, nigga, just sleep. How about you, Cody?
I gotta agree with you on the Sparkle Fandango for CJ.
Yeah.
That was a good option. For you, P1, I gotta go with one of the Film Stack podcasts, because obviously they know I'm winning. Your ass don't.
No! Fucking bitch!
That'd be a solid choice for you.
Oh, you're gonna chop your fucking dick off. You son of a bitch. And you know what? I would take them up on that offer, because I want to win next year. The funny thing is, they don't win next year. I'm like, you motherfuckers. Who the hell do I got to be with to win this? You motherfucker, whatever. How about CJ? Did you say one for Cody?
I can maybe see Cody on one of those Lounge Geeks things with with some young white kid that need a friendly black person that won't scare him.
I see him on a podcast called Smooth and Cool.
Yeah, I can see him. You know, Cody definitely would probably work out better on a television. I mean, not television, like a YouTube channel reviewing gadgets and or clothes or something like that.
See that?
Fashion expertise.
Yeah, something.
Or he can give some fashion tips to filmsack.com and fix that fucking shitty website. Anyway.
I think Cody know how to run a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, we did that back in middle school, Cody. You should get that right, whatever. He went to school in L.A. They got a good education. Well,
as Tiffany Ass said, they call him Phil Nuts, or I don't know if Film Nuts have updated their stuff. You know, they probably gave it to them just because that's how I know you got cheated. Because they probably gave it to them like, man, this person's not even doing anything anymore.
Let's give it to them out of pity.
Right. Oh, they may not even have to take the prize.
It's either that or we got a special tip from a Cody Williams to give it to them. Because the son of a bitch was on this show called The Darkness before the award show, whatever, where he was like, that's not going to happen, whatever. So he was already doubting it. So it was that motherfucker.
I'm about to send a hate message right now.
And it's because he loved the great Man of Steel, and they did.
This site looks like they love Man of Steel. Look at it.
I think they like steel on that site.
Bright young ass.
The way that site is looking, it's like, yeah, they like steel. Darkness, baby. We don't hold back or whatever. I got one last question for you guys before we get out of here. Comes from the lovely Stacy. Cody, you remember Stacy now, right?
I've seen pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Know you very well, Stacy. You just don't know it.
Stacy, you have a very large chest congestion going on there. Anyway. CJ, trust me, she does. Anyway, so Chicago John is CeeLo Green. All right, I can't even get off the first word laughing. So Chicago John is CeeLo Green and Cody is Michael Ealy. Well, then I found someone you can be P1, and that is Craig David. Ella, who the fuck is Craig David?
Oh, my favorite Craig David. He's that English singer. He had that one song.
Oh, look, it says right here, too, because she's down in my court. He's a British singer and wears beanies like you do, P1, Ella. I'm going to look this motherfucker up.
He's the guy to sing like, now that you sitting here all alone, can you feel it? Yeah, that guy.
I've heard the name before. I can't put a face to it or whatever. Let me see.
I'm looking at him right now. He like the Drake of the 90s.
Oh, hell no. I don't look like this. Oh, wait.
Don't you like
Drake? Wait a minute. He do got much.
Like, if we had the internet like the way we did back then, he would have been made fun of like the way we do Drake.
Hey, that nigga stole my beard.
He did. And your beanie.
And he's lighter than me, too. I don't look like him. Do I look like him? I look better, right?
Don't make me answer this.
No. I look better. Anyway, she said, he's a British singer and wears beanies like you do, P1, LOL. Bitch, you saw me wear a beanie one time, okay?
I've never seen you wear a beanie. I'll tell you, I'm hanging up.
So, yeah, I'm about to say, I don't wear them when we go out at nighttime. Shit, that's suspicious now. Plus, you know, I gotta get GQ on, whatever, but I ain't wearing no beanie at nighttime, whatever. The motherfucking bouncer might call me a nigga again. Anyway. She says, The Darkness has three talented brothers on here. People, LOL. You damn right up in here. Anyways, what are you guys looking forward to the most in 2014? A podcast award winner. God damn it, shit. Yeah. Film Sack Burn.
The most.
12 Years a Slave, the sequel. 13 years.
Michael Fassbender come back and hunt the family like a serial killer.
Shit, you would have saw that ending, how he was acting. Oh shit, I'm not surprised that happened. That's my nigga. You get your hands on my nigga. I go to court for this. That's my nigga. I was like, Jesus Christ, let it go, Mike. You got a lot of slaves and you worried about this one. Just let it go. Damn, 2014, huh? Does Man of Steel sequel come out this year, or is that next year?
Nah, next year.
Oh, damn, I've got to wait another year. All right. Green Lantern 2 come out this year?
Hilarious.
What games are coming out? I'm ready for that Walking Dead to finish up. The
yeah.
Telltale.
So you got Infamous, you got Destiny.
I believe Metal Gear Solid comes out.
Well, Ground Zeroes is coming out, not like the actual Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh. So that comes out this year. That comes out this year, right?
Yeah, Ground Zeroes comes out this year.
I'm not up to date on the games that come out this year. I was all into the last 3 months of last year and shit. Right. So.
Shit. For me, I gotta say, I'm gonna see how the second phase of the Marvel movies turns out, because it's off to a terrible start for me so far. So.
Oh, so you waiting for Captain America and Guardians of the Galaxy?
I'm very interested to see how those pan out. Very intrigued.
Yeah, I'm actually curious of Guardians of the Galaxy, because I want to know if they're going to introduce more Infinity Gauntlets in it.
Right.
I want to see that or whatever. I hope they keep going with this Infinity Gauntlet story.
Yeah, I hope get more than Thanos just cheesing his ass off, so that'd be nice.
Well, it's funny because I don't want to spoil nothing, but these Guardians of the Galaxy talking about, yeah, we'd like to be an Avengers. It's like, y'all do realize y'all don't live in this. Y'all realize that, right? Y'all Thanos kills y'all. I just want y'all to know that. I mean, so Michael Rooker, I hope you ain't thinking you're going to be making those sequels with this. But I don't know what they might do with these movies. So I don't know. So, yeah, I'm interested in that. That's probably the only thing I can think of, though, because I'm not really knowing what's coming out at the end of the year and shit like that for 2014.
Right.
I mean, those are anticipated, because obviously, shit, they plan that, like, years ahead or whatever. So, I mean, we already know that shit's coming out. I don't know anything else. What else? You know what? The Planet of the Apes movie.
Oh, yeah. I'll throw Godzilla in there, too.
Godzilla, there's another fucking movie I'm looking forward to. I know Wayne and CJ are looking forward to RoboCop next month.
Yeah, we are.
God damn it.
I'm actually kind of glad they're releasing that next month so we can just get it over with.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think I got some hope.
You know, I got a little hope, too, for some reason. I don't know why.
Somebody does, because I don't.
I just got a little for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's because a certain someone, like, I don't know, starts with a P, ends with an O, and it had a little finger touched in that film because a certain studio worked on it. But I don't know, you know.
Motherfucker.
I just want to throw that out there. So, you know, hopefully it ain't bad now. Whatever. I'm going to get shit for that. Anyway. I just want to put that out there or whatever. So, you know what? It might be good now. Because the phenomenal one touched it. I mean, damn. yeah, I can't think of anything. I mean, I don't know any albums that's coming out or anything like that.
Me neither.
You know what? I'm looking forward to what Comic-Con the summer brings us or whatever, because usually that's when me and Cody gets drunk and shit. So
yeah.
It's going to be a different year now.
Yeah, it's going to be different, yeah. new outlook as far as, that time of the year goes. So we'll see.
And hopefully CJ can come to LA.
Hopefully. That'd be awesome.
I definitely put my vacation in.
So I'm looking forward for that or whatever. How about you, CJ?
Looking forward to trying to travel more places, take off my job, or quit my job and go get another job somewhere else. So
You might as well give up on Corey and them or whatever. I mean, you know. I know you've been trying to get a job with Spill for like 20 years now or whatever, but they was like, we got enough niggas on this site, first of all, whatever.
Right.
And second of all, they like, we greedy now. We got money, so, man.
They got price.
We don't need another greedy nigga on here now.
We got to pay you? Oh, hell no. We already got our salaries for the next 3 years.
Damn, this nigga want to move out here now, too? Oh, fuck.
Right.
So just traveling, CJ? Fine. Yeah, that's cool.
That's it for me.
That was for you too, Cody?
Yeah, as far as I can think right now, yeah.
Yeah, because I can't think of shit. I was hoping y'all
would. That's pretty legit.
Yeah. Stacey always asking these hard-ass questions. Dumb it down just a little bit. No, I'm just... Shit, you trying to look into the future, girl. Shit, my future is between them chests. But anyway.
You're not on level.
Hey. And Cody gets second. Anyway. Shit, maybe you take the third if you want. Get a darkness train running on you, girl.
Yeah.
Choo choo.
The darkness.
All right, next question before this gets out of here. God damn it.
Well, people, that was another episode of the darkness.
The darkness.
I want to thank my co-host Chicago John.
Woo!
The Great Bear himself, whatever. Our lovely guest here, the man still loving himself, Mr. Cody Williams.
Yes, thank you, sir. Thank you, guys.
Take your cape off,
man. Let me on again.
You can take that red cape off now, bro. You ain't got to wear that anymore.
You know, I'm going to shower with this thing. Fuck you.
All right, well, I'll just send the booty warrior over that way, whatever. He's that nigga with the red cape. Can't miss him.
Just look at him watching a bus full of children drown. You know who it is.
Damn, he hardcore then. I like that. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Later, Beth.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody. Darkness.